her prisoner resembled, well, someone who had crash-landed on a barren planet, then spent the night tied up in a utility jump seat. The hint of stubble had graduated to full shadow, tasseled locks to a wild shock of curls, but his eyes were unsettlingly bright and alert as he watched her cross the cabin. She flopped into the cockpit chair, Damon back in her hand, and regarded him with a critical eye. "So, what am I going to do with you?" He was ready for her, too. "I have been thinking about that. Let me assure you, I'm not a threat to you. It's clear you're my only ticket off this rather inhospitable world, and as such, it is against my interest to harm you. So, you can remove the restraints, for one." An eyebrow arched. "So you can kill me, dump my body, and steal my ship?" One corner of his mouth curled up. Damn, that was going to get annoying. "I'm quite certain your ship won't leave the ground unless you're piloting it. Every control in here is locked and keyed to you. Further, I imagine the navigation system requires regular interaction with your EVI to function." "True enough, but you could hold me hostage and force me to fly you wherever you want to go." He shrugged within the restraints. At least you wouldn't be dead. "Huh, very funny, until we got where we were going." His jaw tightened into a rigid line. Before, it hadn't appeared square as such. Now, though, she thought she could probably cut a steak with the edges. The flicker in his eyes hinted he hadn't meant to display frustration so visibly. She watched as he willed his jaw relaxed. "Why would I want to kill you?" "Because I know Senecan Intelligence is after something in the Matisse Nebula. Because I know what you look like and what you do, and that is a threat to you, because you'd have a shiny new ship as bounty." His mouth opened, presumably carrying a snap response. Instead of delivering the response, though, it closed in silence. Then, after a pause, opened again. "Okay, those are fairly decent reasons." He looked at her with what might be mistaken in civilized company for honesty. "But I'm not going to hurt you, especially not when you're the daughter of an Alliance admiral. I have no desire to start another war." What? He couldn't possibly. Oh, of course, he'd have access to the extensive files the Senecan government doubtless maintained on their adversary. Hell, he likely kept the files in his internal data cache and had the tech in his ocular implant to do a retinal scan from at least a meter away. She must have merited a footnote. "Alexis Mallory Solovey, born October 17th, 2286, San Francisco, Earth. Father, dead martyr. Mother, cast iron bitch." She smirked in mock appreciation. "Neat trick you got there. Still, not good enough." He exhaled softly. Something akin to disappointment flitted across his face. "Okay." With a flick of his wrist, the restraints vanished. He had unlatched the safety harness and stood before she had blinked. She and the gun were both up in the next blink, her hands clenched tight on the grip. "How did you?" His hands were in the air, palms open, and he made no move to approach her. The tone of his voice remained scrupulously even. "The web field was DNA coded to you, obviously. You left behind a strand of hair last night. I used it to create a hack and unlock the web." His shoulders raised in an exaggerated shrug. Freed from the restraints, it became a far more expressive motion. "Intelligence? That's what I do. If it helps, I didn't get much sleep." Her response consisted of an icy glare. He sighed. "Look, the point is, I could have killed you in your sleep, but I didn't." Her fingers only tightened on the gun's trigger. Her thumb hovered over the stun toggle. "Because you need me to do the repairs and, as you noted, fly the ship." "True, but you are not getting me back in those restraints." "Oh, really? I might just shoot you again.